Dave, you've been scanning the news this week. What have you got for us?
Well, I saw a wonderful story. Scientists have managed to build a microscopic MRI, or pretty close to one. By measuring how atoms oscillate in the magnetic field, we've learned a huge amount of chemistry using something called nuclear magnetic resonance machines. And they've been adapted to form magnetic resonance imaging machines, or MRI machines, that allow doctors to study the soft parts of the body. These all work by using the way atoms oscillate in a magnetic field. This is very useful because the electrons around the atom and the electrons in the neighbouring atoms can all affect this, so you can gain a huge amount of information chemically about what's going on, and you can look right inside a body. But the one problem is you can't really distinguish very, very small objects. But Shimon Kolokwitz from Harvard and colleagues are aiming at something rather better. Rather than using an atom as a magnetic resonator to measure the magnetic field, they're using a mechanical resonator, effectively a microscopic tuning fork, with a tiny magnet on the end. And they mounted it on something called a magnetic force microscope, which scans this resonator across the surface with subatomic precision. So they actually know where this is to less than the radius of an atom. The local magnetic field will affect the vibration of the resonator, and they can measure it. And if it comes to an atom which is vibrating at a similar frequency, they can interact with one another. So they've used this machine to measure magnetic interactions with a single nitrogen atom inside diamond. So there's a diamond with a nitrogen atom where a carbon should be, and they've actually managed to see this, and they've managed to see the magnetic effects it has.
Why were they looking at diamond? Is that because it's so regular, and the odd atom that's not where it's supposed to be stands out like a sore thumb, so it makes it a very convenient thing to study simply?
I think there's two things. One, it's a very, very smooth thing, and you can see an individual atom, and it stays still, it doesn't wander off. And the other one is, this is essentially a single quantum mechanical system, because the other really neat thing about this is they can interact with a single atom, effectively, which is behaving as a quantum mechanical object. And so this could be really, really useful for things like quantum computing. So it's a way of getting information in and out of a quantum computer. So they're very, very early stages, but possibly they could be using this to build it into some kind of MRI scanner where you can actually scan atoms inside a single molecule or something, which would be absolutely incredible.
Sounds amazing. Thank you, Dave. You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, with Hannah Critchlow and with Dave Ansell. Coming up in a second, we'll find out why what a woman eats even before she is pregnant can have long-term genetic consequences for her baby. Professor Nabil Afara from Cambridge University has just published a paper on this week. He's going to be joining us shortly to talk about it.